Girl reading seen from behind. In Sabadell, modernism and noucentisme did not have as much impact as in other parts of Catalonia. But even so, both figurative and landscape painting were revisited, as we can see in this room. Girl reading seen from behind is a painting by Joan Vilasinca's son, Antoni Vila Arrufat. The subject matter is significant as it shows a change in mentality, a more modern outlook, more aware of social changes. A girl dressed in casual clothes with an untidy pile of books on the table. Antoni Arrufat studied in the Loggia Art School in Barcelona, breaking with family tradition. His father had founded the Sabadell Fine Art Academy, and Vila Arrufat himself had been part of the Sabadell Group, a group of intellectuals including poets like Joan Oliver or novelists like Francesc Trabal. Antoni Vila Arrufat embodied a break with academicism and a move towards a more modern figurative style, as we see in his portrait of his sleeping wife. In the next room, there is a landscape of the town of Sepúlveda. It is by Rafael Duran Camps, another disciple of Joan Vilasinca and his son Antoni's friend. Rafael Duran Camps moved to Paris and opened a gallery where he showed Dalí, Cézanne, Picasso and Miró, the most avant-garde artists of the moment. Rafael Duran Camps' own work is classical in style. He even publicly expressed a strong opposition to avant-garde art and criticized isms as he considered them superficial trends. The two paintings of boys dressed as sailors are by Feliu Elias and are of his son Jaume sitting on a chair with a serious demeanour and Jaume's brother Luis standing in the garden. Feliu Elias, known as Apa, was a multi-talented creator who stood out as an illustrator, literary critic and painter. His detailed style means his paintings took a very long time to complete. A Girl with a Dove is a lovely painting by Josep Vives, who worked as a graphic designer, interior and furniture designer, and promoter. His career was shaped by his friendship with Antoni Vila Arrufat, which led to collaborations in projects like the design and assembly of the Sabadell Pavilion at the Barcelona International Exhibition in 1929. The Paris landscapes and the languid women are characteristic of Pere Elias's work. He also embraced an abstract style between 1900 and 1935.